This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The House Agriculture Committee announced a hearing set for next week to examine the impact of the EPA's actions on the rural economy. The hearing is scheduled for next Tuesday. House Agriculture Chairman Texas Republican Michael Conaway said farmers and ranchers who are the original conservationists are repeatedly confronted with an agency that he calls seemingly oblivious to the efforts of agriculture. Conaway said of the EPA that the agency is apparently addicted to writing regulations that ignore congressional intent, ignore the input of stakeholders, including other federal agencies, and put our ability to produce food and fiber at risk in the U.S. The committee has asked EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy to explain her agency's decisions and to help find ways Congress and the EPA can work together. Agriculture Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin announced that she plans to leave her position at the end of February. Michael Skews, the Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, will serve as Acting Deputy Secretary, and that Alexis Taylor, the current Deputy Undersecretary for Farm and Foreign Agricultural Services, will assume the duties of Undersecretary. Hardin did not give a reason for leaving, but said today is bittersweet for me as I announce my decision to step down as Deputy Secretary at the end of February. She has told staff and friends that she will not say what job she will take next due to ethical considerations, according to the Hagstrom Report. The Senate failed to move forward with a veto override on the Waters of the U.S. disapproval resolution on Thursday. Following the veto earlier this week, the Senate considered an override, but the motion failed a cloture vote, 52-40, as the Senate needed 60 votes in favor to override the veto. The legislation at issue falls under the Congressional Review Act, which gives lawmakers the power to overturn regulations. However, resolutions blocking federal rules are subject to a presidential veto and require a two-thirds majority for an override. Even if the Senate had achieved cloture on the resolution, final passage would have required a two-thirds majority in both chambers of Congress, a steep climb according to the Hill. The fate of WOTUS currently lies solely with the federal courts, which many agriculture groups fear could be a lengthy and costly process. Illinois Farm Bureau is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. The organization has several things planned to celebrate its history, and I had a chance to talk with a couple of Illinois Farm Bureau employees who've been helping plan the events. First, we'll hear from Chelsea Reardon. Chelsea is a promotion specialist for the organization, and she filled me in on some of the history on how Illinois Farm Bureau got its start.
So the Illinois Farm Bureau was founded in 1916 by a group of farmers who met at the University of Illinois, and they decided that they needed some sort of organization to be a voice for farmers on a legislative level and also just for them all to get together to come up with better farming practices. And so now the Illinois Farm Bureau is part of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and in Illinois we have 96 county farm bureaus. And altogether, we have approximately 405,000 members here in the state of Illinois.
As part of the 100th anniversary celebration, staff members in Bloomington have a week full of activities next week. Facilities Administrator Tamara Riley filled me in on the events they have planned.
We're going to start off Monday with all of our closest affiliates, Growmark, Country, and of course IA will be wearing our company logo shirts and having a jeans day. And then Tuesday the 26th is our actual 100-year anniversary date. And for that day, we'll be starting at 2 with a program where our president, Mr. Giebert, will be talking and having a speech. We'll have a few other affiliate members speak. I believe all the affiliates will have someone speaking. Is that right, Chelsea?
Yeah, all of our family and companies, CEOs and presidents will be speaking.
To close off, we will be having a country CEO, Kurt Bach, who will be unveiling an archive display that will be showing that day. So it's been hidden for now, so that will be shown right after the program. We'll be having some cake and ice cream for everyone that's there. And, of course, that's going to be Country, Growmark, and IAA. Prairie Farms have been, we've bought some ice cream for them to be sharing there that day. And on Wednesday, we'll be having Affiliate Appreciation Day, and that will be our buildings as well at the IA building. And that day, we'll actually have all of our affiliates, which I don't have, like, the exact number, but that includes Specialty Growers, Illinois Wheat, Country, Growmark, IA Credit Union, Prairie Farms. All of our affiliates will be there, and they're going to have a little booth so they can explain how they're affiliated with IA. And Thursday, we'll be doing a Throwback Thursday with a hashtag IFB100 that we'll be using throughout the whole week that we'll be posting some history of the IAA. And on Friday, we're going to be posting a video for everyone to look out for Think a Farmer Friday. And that's something exciting that we had worked on. That's something that I know we've been really excited to show.
Chelsea and Tamara also told me that the current Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors, as well as past presidents, will be in attendance at the celebration on Tuesday. To find out more about the celebration, you can visit ilfb.org or search for Illinois Farm Bureau's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.